Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, I missed some learning last week, but what parsha are we learning about this week?
This week's the parsha of Tazria, and this year Tazria and Metzora, which usually are in tandem, are separate because of the fact that it's a leap year, and therefore we need more parshias. The parsha of Tazria, a very difficult one, deals with exotic subject matter. But one of the ideas that lies at the basis of this question of tzaras, of the disease, the skin disease that afflicts people, that's mentioned in the Torah, is the rabbis attributed it to improper speech that somehow reflects itself in the physical appearance of a person. And the improper speech is based upon slander, gossip. It's also based upon obscenity. It's based upon all the things that modern society holds dear. And the rabbis saw, it's a Jewish value, that speech is really what differentiates us from the animal kingdom. The ability to communicate, especially the ability to communicate from generation to generation. That's why, for instance, humankind is able to build upon the achievements of previous generations and have further achievements. If we don't have to reinvent the wheel every generation, or we have to rediscover electricity or anything, we wouldn't, technologically, wouldn't be anywhere, and probably spiritually also we wouldn't be anywhere. So it's this ability to communicate, which is a holy ability. The rabbis say there's such a thing as Lashon HaKodesh, holy speech. So that refers not only to the Hebrew language, which is holy, but it refers to speech. And in the Torah, for instance, the Torah itself goes out of its way to avoid a negative speech. The rabbis say, for instance, that when the Torah wants to describe, as it does in the Parsha of Shemini, animals which are clean, so to speak, and animals which are rendered unclean, so it says, Vesabehema asher einena tahora, the animals which are not clean. Why doesn't it just say straight, the animals which are unclean? Because that's not nice. Mm-hmm. So there's a... there's not only an element of forbidden speech, there's also an element of nice speech, of not speaking negatively. In our world, speech has been cheapened, unfortunately. I grew up in a world where Clark Gable said, damn, that was a...
page one news.
Page one news. That was the end. That was he pushed the envelope too far. In today's world, it's just impossible. There's no envelope left. And because of that, there's a deterioration in society, and because we have cheapened and coarsened everything. So in the ancient world, in the world of the Bible, all of this was reflected on the appearance of a person. He had spots on him. And not only that, he had to announce, Tome, Tome, Yikore, he had to announce that he was unclean. It was meant to be... not just a punishment to the person himself, but it was meant to be a warning to others. Look what this kind of behavior brings about. And in our world, that doesn't occur anymore. But the effects are deeply felt in all areas of society. And I think that in spite of what the general prevailing attitude is, if each and every one of us would make an effort to have holy speech. And sometimes holy speech is pure silence, which is, you rarely get yourself into trouble when you have your mouth closed. And the great rabbis in Avot said that We never found anything better than silence. The ability to be quiet. So again, in today's world of sound bites, and they stick a microphone in front of your face, right? God forbid, I mean, I'm always amazed, you know, somebody suffers a great tragedy and they're there to stick the microphone on, you know, that he should say, the person should say something. So that's even common decency is removed from us. And because of all of that, therefore, the Parsha has great meaning for us. It made great meaning for us. And because if we want to be a better society, I'm sure we all do, and we want that the next generation should be finer than ours, then we have to train ourselves and them in the ability to have holy speech, and the ability to be silent, the ability to avoid coarse and vulgar speech, and therefore to avoid the plague of Metzora, which of Tzoras, which this parsha introduces us to.
Rabbi Wein, thank you for teaching us about holy speech today. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.